Welcome. This is a summary of the lesson, Mediation and Teaching Dialogue. Let's see what you were able to learn in this lesson. This lesson focuses on the role of educational dialogues, constructive feedback, reflection, problem solving, and intercultural communication in nursing practice. It highlights the importance of structuring teaching conversations to effectively impart knowledge and skills, adapting communication styles to cultural contexts, and fostering a supportive learning environment. Educational dialogues are presented as essential tools to bridge theory and practice, enabling trainees to develop their skills and reflect on their experiences. The preparation and execution of these dialogues involve setting clear objectives, engaging learners actively, and providing feedback to reinforce learning. Cultural sensitivity plays a significant role, as communication methods must be adapted to respect trainees' cultural norms and preferences. Constructive feedback is emphasized as a critical element in fostering learning and development. Techniques such as the sandwich method, which balances praise and constructive criticism, and other structured approaches ensure feedback is motivational and respectful. Sensitivity to cultural differences, particularly in how criticism is delivered, is essential for maintaining positive relationships and encouraging learners to embrace feedback. Reflection and problem solving are crucial for equipping nursing trainees to handle complex and unpredictable situations. Educational dialogues are used to guide learners through structured reflection, enabling them to analyze their experiences, identify improvement areas, and develop actionable solutions. Models like Gibbs's reflection cycle and problem-solving techniques help trainees approach challenges methodically and thoughtfully. Intercultural communication is underscored as a vital skill in multicultural nursing environments. Practice instructors are encouraged to recognize and respect cultural differences in communication styles, such as preferences for direct versus indirect feedback or variations in hierarchical attitudes. By adapting their teaching methods and fostering an inclusive atmosphere, instructors can ensure effective knowledge transfer while promoting mutual respect. The document concludes that a combination of structured teaching dialogues, culturally aware communication, and constructive feedback creates a positive and effective learning environment. These practices not only enhance the professional growth of nursing trainees, but also prepare them to deliver high-quality, culturally sensitive care in diverse healthcare settings.